Dead in Hip Hop, Young Dolph Week, Gucci Mane and Young Dolph, East Atlanta, Memphis, which is such a freaking interesting title. Because it shouldn't go together, but it goes together. it just Gucci, has a ring to it.
Yeah.
It really does. East Atlanta, Memphis. Okay, cool. Man, so this joint came out 2013. And I remember when it came out. And when it came out, I want to say I skimmed it off of, where does I always get? That Piff. I listened to this on That Piff. It had one listen, you know, way back then, and I kind of moved on from it. I wasn't really fucking with Gucci back then like that.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I wasn't a Gucci fan just yet. So even on here, I felt there was a lot of tracks that where Gucci felt lazy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, second track.
And I feel like this was way more about Dolph, but just using Gucci's name to push it. You know what I'm saying? Because when you listen to, and this is only 2 years removed from the last joint that we just did, you hear the progression.
Mm-hmm.
Dolph started to really start to find his own identity as an artist. And that's the thing that I do like about this project. The thing I don't like about this project is Gucci. I really felt Gucci held it back on a lot of tracks. But it's not something that has replay value for me either, Ken. This is not one of those joints. It's that typical super commercial sound with a lazy rapper and an up and coming rapper, and it's just like, what do I really like about it? And at the time, it's like, yeah, I hear Dolph's ascension. I can't even say that. I hear Dolph's ascension now. Back then, I was just like, okay, another trap type shit, and I moved on. But listening to this, Ken, this is honestly where I could say, looking back now, this is where Dolph, and I feel like I'm being repetitive because I really don't have much to say. But Dolph was really coming into his own. And I think it was a very smart move from Dolph at this time. And I don't really remember the history of what was going on in Memphis and stuff like that, because I want to say that this is the reason why this project came out was because of some of the beef and shit he was having in Memphis, and which is why he teamed up with Gucci to get his career started. And if you look, that this was dropped on 1017, which is Gucci's label. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and at the time, you know, we know Block and Roll Blair, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to homie. This is where All I Want to Do It, Waka Flocka. This is where he was signed to. So this is where Gucci started getting his CEO hat on. You know what I'm saying? And then who the little pretty boy producer that Gucci always fucked with? Not Metro. Is it Metro? Zaytoven. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know how many Zaytoven joints is on here, but I know Zaytoven produced some of this shit. You know what I'm saying? So going back, Ken, I kind of fuck with it. I fuck with it more than that first mixtape we did. But again, I have to be. It don't have replay value for me now.
Man, so I went through a Gucci Mane phase. And I think this was the year I said, I'm going to listen to every single Gucci Mane project that's out. And he was going through his CEO phase. And he had Dolph and Scooter and Young Thug and Bankroll. Fresh,
right. Yep.
Pee Wee Longway, all those guys, man. And if you went through Gucci camp, and it was like you would put these albums out to see what worked and what didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, if you went through Gucci camp, you're probably gonna make it. And I do agree with you. Like, I don't think this is one that I revisit often. And I think this situation allowed me to actually listen to it again. Because I don't remember liking it all that much when I listened to it. Obviously, it got banging beats on this shit like that. You know, it's going to do what it do, but...
It's East Atlanta, Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, that shit going to hit if it ain't going to do nothing else.
Yep, but I did like... did I like 360? There was some joints on here that I do fuck with, though.
Yeah, like going crazy with the work. That's trap. That's...
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's you could hear Jeezy on it. That's what era of music this is.
Yeah.
So there are So let me clarify. There are bangers on
there. Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't think you said there were not any.
Yes, and there are revisitable bangers, but as a project.
Yeah, I never could quite understand, like, the Gucci Dolph thing because it didn't feel like a true collaboration in that sense. But nevertheless, like, you can definitely hear progress made from Dolph. Because sometimes, you know, it'd just be Gucci on the song, and other times it'd be Dolph. So I don't know if they were just going back and forth, sharing songs or whatnot. But yeah, I like the way it opened with 360. At one point, I thought I was going to fuck me on Scooter, but I don't think he never really. He had that one hit, Columbia. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember that joint. No, I don't. But he never got a chance to really, really pop off. I think he ended up going to jail or something like that. But, like, I'm offended. I like that one.
And Ken, you know how I was talking about, like, Memphis. I was going to call him Memphis Bleek. Mm-hmm. How Young Dolph started coming into his own. The one ad-lib, started doing it here.
But I think the banger on here, I think the one that get people moving is Mob Ties. I think he did that on the verses. And I was like, and when he did, I was like.
Dolph was on the verses?
No, Gucci did on Verses. I think that's one of Gucci's biggest songs, man. Because when I was like, man, because that shit, bro, the way Gucci rapping on that shit, man, he was killing that shit. But interestingly enough, Gucci and Young Dolph actually make a good team.
They do.
Which is kind of crazy. But yeah, it's like definitely good beats, man, and a nice blend of, you know, Atlanta and Memphis. Like I liked On the Run, I like that joint on there too.
Okay, when you say that though, let me pause you, Ken. What? So when you say it was a good mix of Atlanta and Memphis, what do you mean by that? Expound a little bit. Is it more the two artists coming together, or the sound of what they created?
The two artists coming together, working together, collabing together, because there's not a real distinction between, this is an Atlanta sound for the most part.
Yes, and that's what I wanted you to clarify.
Yeah, but just them actually working. And Dolph showing that, yeah, I can do this thing over here, but I can also come down here and jump on some of the primarily Atlanta beats.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's also a way for Dolph to expand beyond, you know, his city and, you know,
and
acquire new listeners. Yeah.
And fan base.
There was another joint out here I like. It wasn't Story. Was it Tell Me Nothing? I think it was Tell Me Nothing. And then there was another joint he had on here where he said, damn, I can't remember what it was. I can't think what it was. But anyway. But yeah, yeah. But overall, man, like, yeah, I agree with you. I think there are definitely a lot of, not a lot, but there are definitely some joints I'll take off of here. But as a complete project, it didn't feel complete.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it felt like a bunch of Lucy's from. Mm-hmm. Dolph's hard drive and Gucci's hard drive.
100%.
And I think Gucci at the time was in jail when this was dropped. So that's probably also why it kind of sounded that way as well. But overall, again, we're 2-3 years from the first project. Mm-hmm. Dolph making a name for himself working with Gucci.
Uh-huh.
And you know, he's working his way up, bro.
He is. You definitely hear the progression. You hear the artistry start to take form, the uniqueness and who and what he does, you're seeing the evolution. And that's, again, going back, the biggest thing I could take away from this. And I 1,000,000% agree with you, Ken. Some of these songs feel like they were unfinished on the hard drive. Gucci's like, oh, yeah, that shit hard. Let me just throw some on there.
Mm-hmm.
And vice versa. Dolph like, oh, shit, you got, yeah, let me throw some on that. You know what I'm saying? They just kind of put it together and say, hey, East Atlanta, Memphis. But yeah, like there are definitely more joints on here that I would put on a playlist or revisit versus that mixtape. But I would have to say, as an overall listen, I would pass. But there are joints on here, like I agree with you, with some of my favorites. Ken, this joint came out March 15, 2013, 14 songs, 49 minutes. Mob Ties is hard as fuck. I give you that. Can't Handle Me with Young Scooter. I do like that song. Get It Back. I fuck with that. Damn, what is the other one? I'm gonna stick with those. There's like one or two more, but I'm gonna just stick with those. What about you, Ken?
360. Backyard isn't on my list, but that's one where he definitely sounded lazy.
Yes.
Let's see. Definitely fuck. You know what?
Going crazy with the work. I don't know why I'm tripping.
Yeah. Can't Handle Me. Yeah, that's another one. Definitely Mob Ties. That shit's crazy.
That shit's hard.
Yeah. I'm Offended and Trap House. Trap House. I fuck with Trap House too.
That's what's up. So y'all already know, man. Young Dolph Week. We are two projects in. I could definitely say that Young Dolph Week has started a little slow. Me and Ken have not. I can definitely say that Young Dolph Week has started a little bit slow. Me and Ken have not had either project in high regard, but it's also not trash. But we also hear the progression of Young Dolph. And if you listen to Den and Hip Hop, we always talk about that, especially for you young and up-and-coming artists. Where you are today is not where you are going to be tomorrow. The same way that the price yesterday ain't the price today. The price has gone up. With all that being said, Young Dolph Week, you already know, RIP to the young Memphis King. We appreciate you, Dolph. You know, shout out to his family and everybody holding it down. Go stream, download, and buy all of Dolph's music. Obviously, that helps out his estate, a.k.a. his family. So do that if you support Young Dolph. And we'll be back tomorrow with another one supporting the young Fallen Memphis King. We out. Peace.
Peace.